Home runs, you're going to need 306 for home runs.
Okay.
And these numbers got changed last year a lot with the offensive firepower that was in Major League Baseball. What's very interesting, the RBIs and runs scored are both 1,060, and the stolen bases dropped down to 160 stolen bases. So there's two ways to go after that stolen bases. Do you go and get that 50-60 guy with the, you know, the D Gordons or Billy Hamilton, or you try to get, you only need eight guys with 20 stolen bases, and you can win that category. So those are the offensive categories. Now, from the category on pitching, you need a 3.60 ERA, you need a WHIP 1.20, 83 saves, 1,400 strikeouts. The wins is 90, but here's the thing about the wins. There's only nine pitchers in baseball that had an ERA of 3.60, a WHIP of 1.20, and had a strikeout per inning, and one of them is dead, Jose Fernandez. So there's eight. You got to go and try to get two guys that you think could have an ERA under 3.0, a WHIP of 1.20, and have a strikeout per inning, and you'd be surprised. You don't have to pick all of those guys early, because one of the names of guys that actually, here was the list of guys that did that last year. The guys that actually accomplished that were Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, Madison Baumgartner, Chris Sale, Corey Kluber, Kenta Maeda, Danny Duffy, Noah Syndergaard, and Drew Pomeranz. Now, Clayton Kershaw's not on the list because he didn't qualify as a pitcher last year with enough innings. But so guys like Kenta Maeda, people are not even looking at. A guy like Danny Duffy can get a little later in drafts. Drew Pomeranz was an afterthought. Well, might not be in the rotation to start, but statistically you can get him late, and you know that. And Justin Verlander is a guy you don't have to pick in the first three rounds. So these are guys that you look for and you try to get that. And if you get two of those eight or nine guys, you're all set in pitching.
There you go. Those are the baseline. Now, how does that change, Tony, if you're not playing a 15-team league, if you're playing in the 12-team league?
It would go up, right?
A 12-team league. Yeah, you gotta go, and the best thing to do, I tell you guys this every year, because I can give you numbers right here, but if you're in a keeper league or a dynasty league, those numbers are distorted, because some guy got Mike Trout at a buck like 5 years ago.
Yep.
And now his salary is, what, $17 or whatever. And that distorts the numbers big time. So what you need to do is you need to look in your league and find the third place numbers in each league. If you're in any type of keeper or any type of dynasty league, those numbers are truly distorted.
There you go. So go back, look at the third place numbers, get a baseline of what you need, and then strive to get that. I think it's something we pretty much talk about every day here on the Roto Experts, and there you have it. Those are the numbers that you're looking for. Tony, you want to tweet that out maybe so our listeners can get those baselines?
Well, yeah, I can do that, or they can buy a book that's coming out.